Over the past 10.5 months, the inmate population of the Sonoma County Jail has swollen by about 20%. That's because some 170 prisoners have been transferred in from state prisons as part of the cost-saving program called Prison Realignment, and they're going to be here for some time.
The biggest change, and that ripples out into other changes, is the amount of time that a certain segment of our inmates are spending in our jail. So instead of staying for 30, 60, 90 days, they're staying for 3, 4, or 5 years.
Even more significant than the duration of their stays, says Sonoma County Sheriff Steve Freitas, is the character of these longer-term inmates.
These inmates traditionally would have gone to state prison, and whereas before they may have stayed with us for a short time period, now that they know they're going to be here long-term, some of the things that they would do in state prison, now they're doing in our jail. It has changed the culture of the jail. Assaults on staff and on other inmates have gone up significantly since realignment's been put in place.
Additional training, new gear, and other measures have been implemented to deal with that increased level of violence. It costs about $130 per day to house and guard one inmate in the county jail, Freitas says. Thus far, the state has made good on its promise to cover the costs of the changes, including funding for services aimed at keeping the prisoners from coming back after they are released.
So far, the state has come through with the money that they promised. So at this point, we have the money and the resources to handle this. Money is flowing to probation. Money is flowing to the community for job training, counseling. A significant amount of the money is going in that direction. We provide more programming in the jail, like anger management counseling, drug counseling, cognitive behavioral therapy counseling. We're putting a lot of resources into there to try and work with the inmates on these issues. But it's too early to tell if it's working. The program's 9 or 10 months old now. We'll need a couple of years of data before we're really going to be able to say what works, what didn't work, what we need to change.
The recent recidivism rate for the California State Prison System has been around 70%, Freitas says. He's confident the county can do better.
The whole idea is to provide programming so that people don't come back in. So not only are we doing programming while they're in custody, when they get out, we're doing supervision and programming there. So the theory is that in 2, 3, 4, 5 years, that programming and services that people get means that they don't keep coming through the jail doors, thereby lessening the inmate population.
Although prison realignment was initially presented as a temporary response to overcrowding at the state level, Freitas has no illusions that the current system will not turn out to be permanent. But there is one thing about that which still worries him.
My fear of realignment is that our colleagues at the state in Sacramento at some point start pulling the money back like they've done on things like mental health money. And I agree with Sacramento's theory that the local governments can do a better job of it. But without the resources to do it effectively, then it, in the end, causes more of a problem.
Freitas has projected that realignment will increase the local jail population by 400 inmates after 2 years. The program began last October 1st. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.